Mark and Emma got married Sunday on a beach in the Florida Keys.
Wow, how romantic.
I know. And then everyone, the wedding party and the guests, they all went out on a cruise for the reception.
Oh, I'm sure the story remains just as romantic.
And I know. Oh. And then at some point during the festivities, Mark, the groom, got handsy with one of the waitresses who happened to be 19 years old and very pregnant.
And not his newlywed bride.
No. He tried to grope her, and then he tried to force her to have a drink, quote, on him. And then he made a public comment about looking her up when she didn't have, quote, a bun in the oven ruining the view. Doesn't he sound like a keeper?
He reminds me of Drew Barrymore's character, her fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
The wedding
he was
singer.
Pretty bad, wasn't he? I don't know if he was even this bad. So the waitress calls her boyfriend, Tyler, and told him what was going on and asked him to come, you know, pick her up when the cruise ended. The boat docked around 1 a.m. and Tyler was waiting for Mark. And of course, they got in a fist fight in the parking lot. Mark's brother, David, jumped in, and then one of Mark's friends, Brian, punched out Tyler's window. Cops came and Mark, David, and Brian were all arrested. The waitress says that she felt the worst for Mark's new wife, Emma. Quote, she was very sweet. She didn't argue with anybody. She was just shocked and in tears, and I felt so bad that this happened on her day. I hope that she throws in the towel now rather than, you know, say that was okay.
Marriage is a binding, unifying, eternal, never-ending, permanent chaining together of two people. And if you thought this through,